building relationships. By doing this, God can use you to point people to Him. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Dallas Anderson explains.
You've got to understand, if God has called you to impact your sphere of influence, you just need to step out and talk to Him. One of the ways that I encourage people to build relationships is to enter into their life. Ask them if they could pray for them for something. We live in a world that's amazingly open to the power of prayer. They want to believe there's somebody out there bigger than we are. People that you meet, people that you might work with, people on the street, people in the marketplace, are often hurting. And just simply say, would you mind if I, you know, prayed for you on that? And then don't, if you can, don't just, you know, say, oh, I'll go home and pray for you. Find a place right there and ask them if you could pray for them right there. It's amazing what that'll do for the starting of a relationship. But the second thing that you got to do when you do that is you need to talk to them tomorrow or the next day and find out what's happening in their life. Find out how God has answered that prayer or what is happening with them. So we don't just pray once and then we forget. We actually, that's an open door to building relationship.
Dallas says getting out of the church building and onto the streets is vital.
Number one issue that faces the church in terms of reaching lost people is that they have little or no contact with those they want to reach. That we've pulled within the four walls of the church. You know, we've got to just be willing to step out because those out there are the ones that He passionately desires to reach and desires us to be in a relationship. So find something you like to do with them. Could be fishing, could be all kinds of different things. But work at building that relationship and enter into their life. They want to know us. They want to hear us. They want us to know them. And then eventually we'll have a chance to tell them how Jesus has, what He's done in my life.
So, who has God placed in your path today? He can use you to be a light.